We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Add the home of the Mets to the list of mass vaccination sites in New York City, opening the week of January 25th.
As the mayor spoke, he was donning a Mets jersey and baseball cap.
It is amazing news, you might say, and it's such a welcome moment.
Starting January 25th, Citi Field will be a 24-hour vaccination site.
The Mets organization has stepped up to the plate to help us out.
Team owner Steve Cohen joined the mayor. He says he wants to do his part to help the community.
So I can't think of any way that's more important than what this effort is.
Citi Field is expected to handle up to 7,000 vaccinations a day, and all New Yorkers can come out. The mayor says even Yankee fans. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The son of a Brooklyn judge among those charged in the violent siege on the Capitol last week.
34-year-old Aaron Mostovsky is seen on videos and in still photos during the Capitol riots last week inside, wearing fur pelts and a bulletproof vest. Well, he was taken into custody this morning from his brother's house in Midwood, Brooklyn. He'll have a virtual court appearance at some point later today, facing four federal charges, including disorderly conduct and theft of government property. He was photographed sitting on a bench near the Senate chamber during the riots inside last Wednesday, at some point going on video and to insist that the election had been stolen from Donald Trump. And what's ironic is, according to several reports, Mostovsky is a registered Democrat and has been for some time. Late last week, Mostovsky's siblings had been saying that their brother was pushed inside the Capitol and didn't do anything wrong. We'll see what his lawyers may have to say about that this afternoon. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Brooklyn.
Another lunatic attacks a subway rider in New York City. This time, a 46-year-old man waiting for a downtown A train at the 175th Street station in Washington Heights was struck in the head by a guy with a hammer. The man was able to go to the station booth for help. Thank goodness he suffered only minor bruising. The assailant in this unprovoked attack ran off and is yet to be caught. This happened on Sunday night at around 11. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. There was a four-alarm fire in Yonkers this morning. Christopher DeSantis, Yonkers Deputy Fire Chief.
It was tough in the fact that it was well progressed when we got here. We couldn't make good headway into the stores. We had to take a defensive attack upon arrival. So that proved a little problematic, but we have to go with safety first.
Well, it broke out at around 6:30 in a food mart on Yonkers Avenue and spread through a row of adjacent businesses, including a dry cleaners and an insurance company. One firefighter didn't sustain a minor injury. So far, no word on the cause of the blaze. A fatal shooting at a house party in the Bronx last night. This was in the 3500 block of Webster Avenue just before midnight, where police say gunfire erupted and sent people running. A 16-year-old boy was shot in the stairwell of the building and was rushed to Jacoby Hospital, where he later died. A 19-year-old and a 22-year-old were also hurt. So far, no arrests. Laying out his plans for infrastructure improvements was the big theme today during part two of Governor Cuomo's State of the State speech.
I propose we pass a first-in-the-nation mandate that internet service providers recognize their public responsibility and offer $15 per month high-speed internet service to all low-income households.
Other proposals made by the governor include converting empty commercial space across the state into affordable housing. Cuomo's doing a four-day State of the State this year. Yesterday, he pledged to jumpstart the state economy with plans to legalize recreational marijuana as well as online sports betting. He also talked about investing in green energy and creating more jobs. Governor Phil Murphy delivered his State of the State address in New Jersey and vowed to help New Jersey emerge from the pandemic stronger, fairer, and more resilient than before.
We have lived this truth together, that New Jersey was one of the first and hardest hit states, that our communities of color have been disproportionately impacted, and that we are currently battling a second wave, which is just as brutal as the first.
Speaking from an empty theater in Trenton, Murphy, who's up for re-election this year, also used his address to tout some of his accomplishments over the last year, including the legalization of recreational pot and his record on fighting the COVID pandemic. They're calling it Met Unframed. The Metropolitan Museum of Art and Verizon are launching an interactive online experience with digital galleries and augmented reality versions of some of their most iconic masterpieces. This is nearly 50 works, including Van Gogh, Jackson Pollock, Rembrandt. It's also free, but for only a limited five-week run. For more info, metmuseum.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!